Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA. What?
Doc Rivers, man.
Oh.
What? Doc.
I don't know what Doc's up to with these quotes.
Is he trying to get another job?
But doesn't he have a job right now?
I know, he's with the Bucks.
Oh, he's getting ready to get fired by them when he blows another 3-1 lead.
Oh my God. Yes, basically what it sounds like. Basically, don't it sound like he's bracing the fan base and everybody and the ownership
for disappointment.
For disappointment already.
Because what Doc said was, well, I've never been swept. A lot of people get swept.
He said,
and I don't get enough credit for winning three of those series, not losing all the other ones that I lost when we were up 3-1.
Goodness gracious, Doc.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Goodness gracious.
Doc's been around a long time.
He has.
Coached a lot of games. A lot of good teams.
God, that's
one championship.
Awful. That's just awful.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish by those quotes, but it didn't work. Unless he was trying to make us make fun of him.
Yeah.
Which case, it did work.
Yeah.
Mike is in Atlanta.
Yeah,
hey, Mike.
It happens.
All right, fellas.
Hey, Mike.
A little small challenge with y'all today. So we're going to revamp the Falcons. Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
We're going to revamp the Falcons secondary with past players. So I want to take speed on the corners with Darryl Green and Prime.
All right.
And everybody going to be in their prime. Okay. Give me Ed Reed at free and the late Sean Taylor as strong safety. What y'all got?
Oh, great. I didn't know. I thought we were just only going former Falcons.
Oh, I thought we were going former Falcons. How about we just go former Falcons?
Yeah. It'd be harder.
Yeah, I know. All right. Obviously, Prime, one corner.
Yeah, I'll take Deion Sanders.
I'll take other corner. I tell you guys, I just love Tim McKier. He's the other corner that played opposite of Prime.
Great.
I just love Tim McKier. So I'm going to go with him.
Right.
I'm going to go strong safety. I'm going to go Scott Case because he would knock your face off.
I like Jesse Bates
and
a lot.
And then I'm going to put Jesse at free.
Okay.
I'll put Jesse at free.
We need a nickel.
Nickel, I'm gonna put Asante Samuels at the nickel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. We did it.
Yeah.
Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, fellas?
Hi, Rich.
So I got two questions for y'all. First one, my wife's birthday was on Sunday just passed. So I took her to this Italian restaurant that she loves going to. Now, I got this little thing where when I go to restaurants, I cannot sit with my back facing the entrance.
Yes.
And we have to sit in the back, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, I do not eat off of the utensils. I have to have plastic utensils. Call me weird. I don't care. I just can't do it.
You bring
Is
your own?
Is there any quirks? No, we have them, but for fancy restaurants, I don't do that. Like, she'll kind of cuss me out if I do that.
Yeah, dog. So dog. Yeah, dog.
Tried it, though.
Any, yeah, dog.
You tried it.
Do you guys have any weird quirks like that when you go out etiquette?
Yeah.
And number two, when you guys found out you were going to be dads, what was the emotion of feeling you guys felt, if you can remember?
Scared as hell.
Well, yeah.
I'm terrified.
You were pretty young.
I was 17. I'm terrified.
My wife videoed telling me, so
yes.
I can watch the video.
Yeah.
I didn't believe her at first because she wrapped up like a little onesie. It was Christmas, so she wrapped up a onesie for Christmas. I opened it up and I was like, "Oh, that's cool." Dumb, I didn't realize what it was. And then she was like, "Yep, it is cool." I was like, "Well, what's this for?" What do you think it's for? Dude. And then I finally put two and two together, and you can see it on my face. I just like,
oh yeah,
overjoyed. Yeah. I just was, and I started crying. I was very.
That's
excited.
Okay. It's your baby.
Yeah, no, it's
very,
your baby.
No, I don't. My thing is, I'm always. I like to have my back.
You're the same as
him. Yeah, you're the same way. You know that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I know. That's why whenever we work at places, we have to fight over who's got their back to the door.
Yeah, because but the thing about it is like.
I'll let you do it, because if someone's going to attack, you need to fight them first.
I got them. Yeah. I got them. But yeah, I think that's my only one. I don't have any other.
I don't like if the person that I'm with, and usually it's my wife, but like if I'm at the dinner with people, I don't like if people get the same thing. Like if
my wife's that way.
If you're at a nice restaurant.
She's that way.
Especially if it's just the two of us.
Yes.
You're at a nice restaurant.
Yes.
And there's a whole menu of stuff they have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm thinking of getting whatever. And she's like, oh, that's what I was going to get.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm going to get something else then.
Yeah, she's the same way.
Because I don't want us to get the same thing. We can each get our own thing and then share a little bit.
Yeah, Donna is the exact same way. Okay. I don't care. But she is the same way.
Because I want some of what she's going
to
get.
Yeah, but the only thing is that, like, when we go to a steakhouse, all right, my wife, and I don't want to say it's the rules, but she knows how I feel about ordering other stuff than steak.
Oh, right. You go to a steakhouse, you get a steak.
Yeah.
What do you go to a steakhouse and what?
Yeah. Like,
get a fish?
Like, I tell you this. Because we went to Ruth Chris. Sometimes we go to Ruth Chris, we'll get the chicken. Not because I love the chicken, but I won't never order. I'll eat off of it.
Oh.
But, yeah, other than that, yeah. If we go to a steakhouse and it's a nice steakhouse, we get a steak.
Yeah, you get steak. Yeah. That's the reason you go there.
Yeah.
I like that Rich prefers plastic utensils.
I know a lot of people do that.
And definitely tried to bring them to the restaurant.
I know a lot of people do that.
Really?
Well, not to nice ones, but I've been around people that have asked for plastic eating stuff.
Is it just like a preference?
I think it's more like a sanitation thing.
Oh, yeah. I see. Because you don't trust them washing it.
My favorite is the people that go to Waffle House and order a cup of hot water and then put the utensils in the hot water.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something on there, the hot water that comes out the coffee maker ain't going to kill it.
I went out with, this is a long, long time ago, and it was when, where Strokers is, right? Where Strokers, it's the Waffle House right there that we always go to when we used to lead a shake.
Uh-huh.
And we took some shakers with us one time and went to Waffle House across the street, and a young lady did that. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
Huh.
And she was like, yeah, can I have a cup of hot water? I'm thinking she's going to make some tea or something. You know, and no, she put the utensils in the water.
It's to sterilize them.
Yeah, the sterilizer. I didn't know.
Right, I've never.
You know what
I mean? Just such a not a germaphobe person.
Either.
Like, I don't think about any of that stuff. But then when you're with somebody who is.
Yes. It's very annoying.
It makes you realize there's germs on a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
if you think about it. You just don't think about it. D is in Kirkwood. Hey, D.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, D?
Hey, Randy.
Yes.
About the 12:30 hour, I was listening to you talking about some guys and some bodies the Falcons need to bring in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Believe in manifestation?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
Let's manifest.
Okay, cool. Cool. So now, this is what I need you to do. Because I think the Falcon Brass be listening. We're going to start manifesting. We don't need no guys. We don't need no bodies. We need some freaking dudes.
Yeah, man. Some damn war daddy.
War daddy.
Randy McMichael was a freaking
war
dude.
War daddy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we don't need to bring no guys in. We don't need to bring no bodies in. Especially when it comes to the draft. We need some freaking dudes
yes,
in Atlanta,
man.
Bro. We need some dudes, not no... Diamonds in the roughs. Hey, I almost said, no. We need some freaking dudes, bro.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, Jalen Walker, fucking dude. We might not get him, but that type of guy is a freaking dude. You know what I'm saying? And we need these type of guys in Atlanta. Otherwise, man, we're just going to be having bodies out here and everybody going to question it. What the frick are we doing?
All right, D.
All right, D. You're getting too close, brother.
Now, D,
you're getting a little close for me,
buddy. Walking right up to the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But the real important question, though, is the one that he asked.
What's that?
Do you believe in manifestation?
You heard me? I was like, yeah.
Now, what does that mean exactly? That if you speak it into, it can be spoken into existence?
It's all, or some stuff like that.
Like a kind of a positive, I believe this for myself. Yeah. So it becomes.
Because Ray Gibson said something. Ray Gibson said, therefore, you think it, therefore it be, or something like that. I remember Ray Gibson don't like, Ray said that.
Yeah.
Ray said there.
I believe in it. You know?
I do.
You start think about it enough, then it becomes like a, I don't know, you start making it happen,
mm-hmm.
like a habit almost, or something like that.
I mean, winning is a habit.
Winning, yeah.
Winning is a habit.
Okay. They don't have that habit. They don't have that habit over there, unfortunately. Not right now. Marine Tim is at work in the Marines.
No, Andy, this is Tim that comes
Oh, what's up, Tim? What's up, Tim? What's going on, brother?
My first question is for you, Randy. Did you tell Andy that I was wishing him about his son, that everything's okay?
I sure did.
Oh, thanks, Tim. He's fine. He just had a little stomach bug. He was totally fine.
Yeah, my question for you was going to be that. I just wanted to make sure that little one was okay.
Yeah,
because, you know, when you weren't there Friday, I was kind of sad.
Well, I appreciate that, Tim. Yeah, it was just, you know, daycare, rubbing elbows and other, you know, snotty hands with little guys.
I remember my children doing that.
It went through the daycare because I went in on Friday to take in my daughter and just asked them and told them that Jack had been sick. And they said, it's kind of going around. So, yeah, he was fine by the weekend. Thanks for thinking of him.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, Tim.
Hi, Tim. He's sad.
Yes.
I was sad, too. I wanted to... You think I didn't want to come do the show from Hooters?
Yeah, man. We had fun, too.
It's really fun.
Yeah, we had fun. That Hooters is a little different.
What did you say? Because we didn't get to talk about it because kind of a one-day conversation, then move on. What did you say about the Georgia-Gonzaga game?
What do you mean?
Like, talked about it on Friday.
Oh, I was cool.
What did you say about it?
Like, they got beat down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got beat down.
They sucked.
But you know what? The biggest thing, because you always got to deal with, that guy over there, you know, just negative.
It's Abraham? Radio. You're going to have to
What will Abraham have to say?
He's always, you know, he got that CT curse, you know, with him and Chris Thompson. Negative. Yeah, I mean, just, you're like, damn, dog. Okay, we get it. Well, I bet you didn't. You didn't honestly think they were going to go all the way. No. Well, we're just having fun, man. Well, you did. There's no way you thought they were going all the way. No, I did not think that.
Nah, but I didn't think they'd be down 27-3.
I didn't think they'd be down 27-3.
I didn't think it was going to be like that.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to get their ass, bro.
That game was sucked. All right. Josh is in Suwannee. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick. Well, I love how you're always talking about your daughter's softball events and stuff like that. I'm sure being a coach, you've probably got a handful of these stories. So could you share one story where a coach or a parent just absolutely showed their backside during a recreation ball game at a ballpark?
Thank you, Josh.
Thanks for taking my call.
Bo wants to know about some parents acting silly, Bo. Or Josh wants to know about
it. Didn't we have the ones that didn't want to shake hands? Those
are little girls that are being taught.
He wouldn't identify them, though. He wouldn't say who they were.
So we had last season, I think, we had one instance where parents and one coach got unruly enough for the umpire to boot both of them, and they were both on my team.
Oh.
But look.
How do you deal with that?
Because this was one umpire
that's a little older.
Come on now.
Come on now.
I thought about this yesterday, Bo. And I'm always curious about this. And I am not that parent, so I can say this. Why the hell are y'all fussing and fighting with referees in a damn 9-year-old softball, baseball, football, basketball game that don't mean a damn thing?
There is no y'all. So he got on to us for one of my coaches standing outside the dugout when some umpires call. When you're on defense, you're only supposed to have one coach outside the dugout.
Right.
So there was two of us. I was standing kind of outside the dugout. One of my other coaches was standing near it. And he stopped the game to get onto that coach that was standing outside the dugout. And then they jawed back and forth. Then there was a parent kind of jumped into it. So, and there was never any cursing or anything like disrespectful said.
Why ain't there y'all there?
This is just an old dude that doesn't like, you know, he wants to be the guy that takes charge of every game. Right. Everybody wants to know, he wants everybody to know that he's in charge. You know, other than that, though, for both sides of most of our games, there were some parents squawking. And it's from the same teams who have little kids that don't want a high five.
Oh, yeah.
Same group of parents and coaches.
Of course.
But what are you squawking about?
Balls, strikes, safe
calls. These are 9-year-old kids.
Yeah.
You ain't playing?
Yeah.
Throw ass down and drink a damn Frappuccino watching Stanley Cup.
If their kid.
Nor does the result matter.
Nor does the result matter.
If their kid makes a good play and gets one of the other kids out, they'll be on the not pumping up their kid, but talking trash to the kid that just got put out, like to my kid. Like,
you got some issues. Those all got issues,
doing,
man.
What are we
doing? The damn kids.
Do you think, if you're that person that does that, if someone could go in the future and be like, hey, tonight at the baseball game you're going to go to, you're going to get so fired up, you're going to get kicked out. Do you think they would be surprised by that?
No.
Or would they be like, no way. That's not me. I would never do anything like that. Or they're like, yeah, if the call was bad,
I'd
tell the ump what's what.
Don't get it.
I don't either.
I know, Bo.
Although my grandpa did get kicked out of the game.
Bo looks at him like, hey, no. The kids. But why ain't everybody like that?
Well, a lot of people want it to be about them.
Exactly.
It's about the kids. It's not about you. It's not about the coaches. It's not about the parents.
My grandpa and my stepdad did used to get kicked out of my brother's baseball tournament.
For what?
I don't even know.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Is it like chirping
quit
at the umpire?
Quit yelling at the ump. What are you guys doing?
It's
not good behavior.
I know if I was a child, I'd be embarrassed.
Oh, I know. Like, I'm sure my brother was. They never did it at my games, but they always did it at his.
I'd be embarrassed as hell.
Maybe his games are more competitive. I don't know. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Small and slow makes you a great radio host.
That's what they look for.
Yep.
That's what they want. We fed Abe to the crocodiles today.
Yes.
And you know what? I don't regret it.
And make sure it's crocodile, because they would rather be eaten by a crocodile than a soft-ass gator from Florida.
Yes.
And Atlanta needs dudes, not diamonds in the roughs.
Yeah, no more projects.
There might be no bottom to it, but you could funnel something through it.
I don't know. He was really with the no on I'm not going to drink out of the trophy. It was like, let's find a yes here, Billy. Like, you can win a championship tonight, take a drink out of the trophy somehow. You know what I mean? Hopefully they do.